This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to a special best of edition of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. It's What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinn, your host, Todd, the radio guy, riding shotgun. It's a special Happy New Year's edition. 2016 is here of What's On Your Mind. And our very special guest for the entire hour from Watford City Town Hall, Senator John Hoeven today.
In Watford City, North Dakota. We're actually at the Watford City High School today, which won't be the Watford City High School for long because a big, beautiful new high school is being built just a few blocks from here, and will actually open up in January. We're coming back for that, for sure. Looking forward to that conversation. This hour, we are in the Media Center at the Watford City High School with Senator John Hoeven for a full hour of a talk radio town hall today. And we have members of the Watford City community with us here. Some students will be joining us shortly. Their class about to end, and actually they'll be here for three of the four segments of the program today to be able to ask questions as well. Senator Hoeven is in the house. Thank you, sir, for doing this.
Scott, great to be with you at the home of the Watford City Wolves.
Yeah, darn right.
And they're going to have a nice new high school here in January. They'll be moving over. And then this will be the middle school.
Isn't that something?
It's not, and they need it. They got a growing school. They got about 100, I think, or thereabouts in the senior class. But something like, I just talking to the principal or the superintendent here, and something like 145 kids down in the first grade class. So they're going to need the space.
I want to play you something that's kind of a montage of the last week, clips from different people, presidential candidates and others, about the refugee status. We spent a lot of time on the air about this, so I wanted to ask you on behalf of listeners that have been calling in, sort of frustrated with where we're at, and I know you're dealing with this in Congress as well. But let's play that and give you a chance to,
sure,
to address that issue. Go ahead and roll it, Todd.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Paris as they recover from last week's horrific terrorist attacks. While we mourn this tragedy, let us be reminded those attacks could have happened here.
What I want is a watch list. I want surveillance programs. Obviously, there are a lot of problems. I want a database for the Syrian refugees that Obama's going to let in if we don't stop them.
We don't want to enhance the recruitment of ISIS and the others by acting like we're going to shut our borders, because that validates them.
We can't allow anyone in this country that we can't vet.
We must never, ever turn our back on the plights of refugees.
We should be very cautious about this.
We need protection, and we need it now.
Homeland is the first priority, to protect the homeland.
Refugees face the most rigorous screening of anyone who comes to the United States.
There is no reliable database that we can rely on. There is no existing government institution in their home country that we can call on.
Nobody knows where they're coming from.
Little kids washing up on the beach. This is not a time for us to jettison our principles.
So there you hear a lot of different viewpoints on the refugee situation back and forth. What's yours? Where we find ourselves today with, you know, pressed by the administration to bring refugees in here, trying to comfort everybody, saying they're vetted, and the opposition you're hearing, no doubt, from North Dakotans as we are on the air.
Well, we're all horrified by what happened in Paris, and our hearts and our prayers go out to them. But look, we have to defeat ISIS, and that's important for the security in our country and for all freedom-loving countries and all countries that respect human rights and dignity. So we have to defeat ISIS. And we have to work with our allies through NATO and our allies really across the globe, and with the moderate countries in the Middle East to put together a coalition and a strategy that can defeat ISIS. Now, the ground forces should be the countries in the region, the Peshmerga, which is the Kurds, Saudis, obviously Jordanians, Turks, Egypt. They can provide the ground forces. We can provide the air power, the logistics, the command and control, the training, special operations, all those things, working with our allies and defeat ISIS. And at the same time, though, we've got to be smart about this, because obviously you've got terrorists that have gone into Europe and other countries, and we have to be very careful and make sure that we're also protecting Americans, working with our allies to protect their countries. So as to the refugee issue, the right approach there is to make sure that we not only work with our allies to defeat ISIS, but then also work to set up a safe zone while we're working to do that, in the region so people can be safe in the region. And that's why right now what we're working on in terms of refugees is what we call a pause to make sure that we don't have terrorists that come into our country. That, you know, that's making sure that we're protecting our American citizens. And at the same time, we're working to help refugees not only by defeating ISIS, but by working to set up a safe zone. I think that's the right common sense approach. So you had kind of a montage there of a lot of different elements there. But I think in terms of an overall strategy, that's the right approach.
Senator John Hovland with us today in the Watford City. Questions, comments, welcome, not only from the audience here, and the students have joined us now, some of the students anyway. That is the spot where we want to have you step up if you have questions. Same thing with any of the community folks that have joined us. Welcome your questions as well. And anybody out there, just bring them on in. No need to. Some of the students are coming in periods of breaks ending now, so come on over and join us. Also, you can join us on the air on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. That telephone number is 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Who's going to be the first? One of your students, I bet, have a question for Senator Hovland, right? Let's see, the toughest one's always the first. Have you noticed that at town halls?
Well, and we got some of the students coming in now. It's great to see them. I know we're going to have the senior class.
This girl's a Bison fan.
All right.
Yeah.
A Bison, huh?
How about that?
How about that game on Saturday?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Go looking strong.
Comes in
looking
a Bison sweatshirt.
There's probably some Watford Wolves that are playing for the Bison that are on the team. I don't know. We've got a lot of North Dakota kids on that team. And boy, that looks like they're peaking at the right time, too.
How about that? And then I don't know if you can do anything in the Senate about this, but you saw what happened to UND. They got gypped out of the playoff spot. Should have had
them. But I tell you what, their team really came on this year.
They did
a great job in the Big Sky, and they had a great season.
I think we need a congressional inquiry for us Sioux fans to dig into what the heck happened there. Brian in Jamestown, question for Senator John Hovland on the phone. Go ahead on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think the thing that frustrates me most about this refugee status is Senator Hovland touched on it. He's not really addressing the root cause of the problem. I mean, we're treating symptoms of terroristic actions is what we're doing by letting refugees in here. And when politicians are asked, you know, is this problem with ISIS, is this getting worse? And the politicians will say no. Not you, Senator Hovland. Most politicians say no. But at the same time, let's take a look at what it takes to be considered a refugee in the United States. That means things are so bad where you come from that it's not suitable for you to live there. It's almost like saying, no, there's no fire in the building, but you guys are going to have to evacuate. I mean, how many reasonable people would question that? I think just about everybody would. So, I mean, I wish we could stand behind our president. I don't agree with 99% of what he does, but if he was going to attack the root cause of why we have these refugees here, I would stand behind him. I think most Americans would. And, we feel bad for the people that are killed in these terroristic actions. We also feel bad for the refugees. What people from that country want to come to a Western civilization, this isn't their home. I honestly believe a majority of those people don't want to be here. They want to be where things are comfortable, where things are safe for them. Best thing we could do is support that.
Well, he makes a really important point. Look, this is about working with our allies, working with countries in the region so that the Syrian people, Iraqis, and others can be safe in their home country. I mean, think about World War II. We got together with the Allies and fought together with the Allies to defeat Nazism so people could be safe in Europe, not so all of Europe could come to America. Same thing. We've got to work to, again, wipe out the scourge of ISIS. We have to have a strategic plan to do it. We have to work with our allies to do it. We have to set up safe zones. And ultimately, though, these people need to be safe in their home countries. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I think if you ask them, though, I mean, a majority of those people, they're not clamoring to come to the United States and just assimilate, you know, and I don't think they should have to. And you're 100% right. Let's stick behind what's right in this fight. And, I mean, every time you say something about it, the liberals come back at you. Well, you have no heart. You have no heart. Well, ask the refugees where they want to be, and we'll find out who's got the heart.
Well, but also look at the numbers. You know, the president's talking about 10,000 people. There have been something like 4 million refugees out of Syria and the region during this war, with Assad and with the growth of ISIS and all those kind of things. So we're not solving the problem by dealing with 10,000 people. We need a strategy to defeat ISIS.
Yeah.
We need safe zones because with the number of people, You know, that's the only way you're actually going to, A, keep them safe in the interim, and B, solve the problem in the long term.
You need a lot longer than the 30 seconds we have left to answer this question, but what's the deal with this president? I mean, there are people that say, hey, I mean, to sit here and suggest that, hey, this is no big deal. I mean, he called him the JV. Then he said we had him contained. If you didn't know any better, you'd say all of this is intentional, that he is not committed to this fight. Do you believe it's that strong?
It's just like he doesn't use the term Islamic jihadist or Islamic terrorism. You know, he sees this as kind of a police action and limited in scope, rather than we've got to win this. We've got to join with our allies and defeat ISIS. And, you know, it really is a war on terror.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to ask some of the kids from the civics class in American history to ask questions. Same with the public. You know, kids, you got one of 100 United States senators here. So, I mean, if you'd like, you know, better pizza at lunch, you know, things like this, now's the time to ask. I mean, it can happen.
We can talk about that.
Talk Radio Town Hall continues from Watford City. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you ought to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to an encore edition of What's on Your Mind. Among our guests today, Senator John Hoeven, a special town hall meeting we did in Watford City, North Dakota, at Watford City High School. More of our town hall meeting now, Senator Hoeven. We are back in Watford City at the Watford City High Schools. Senator John Hoeven in a Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions welcome for him on the air, on the line at 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, or in person here in Watford City as well. We're brought to you in part today by our friends from Polar Service Center. Polar is actually the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have 30, count them, 30 service centers all around the country. Two of them in North Dakota. One that opens actually next week Monday in Williston at the on Bassett Lane, Polar Service Center in Williston. Or they're also in Killdeer. And they're looking for folks to go to work. We're talking about technicians, parts reps, service writers. Jobs pay up to $35 an hour. Great housing benefits, housing allowance. If you live in Killdeer, they actually give you a townhome to stay in and a great health care plan as well. One of the best in the business. Call Terry, the human resources manager, right now if you're interested at 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. And by the way, their number in Williston, they open next week, is 701-251-4586. All right, we're back at it. In the Talk Radio Town Hall, we have our first question from the group here. What's your name, young man?
My name is Ross Bujo.
Go ahead with your question for the senator.
Senator Hovind, I was just wondering, I have a bunch of people in my family who have cancer, and due to recent studies, they've shown that medical cannabis can actually cure cancer, and I was just wondering if you would be opposed or for something like that.
Well, first, thanks for coming up and leading off the questions, and I'm certainly sorry to hear about members of your family that have cancer. You know, that's the thing about cancer. There's none of us that don't have family members or friends that either are dealing with cancer or have had to deal with cancer. So I'm very sympathetic in that regard. As far as legalizing marijuana, I don't support that. I understand there may be some medical circumstances where it's appropriate, and you know I would consider that, but on a very limited basis. I generally, though, I do not favor legalizing marijuana.
Thank you, Ross. Appreciate
God bless
that.
Your family members.
Absolutely. We'll keep them in our prayers. Others welcome as well to come on down and ask questions. You need to have them come down to the mic there. Come on down. And if you want to just line up one behind the other, we'll get to all of you and love to do it. Same thing with folks in the community. Come on over and ask your questions.
Once we got that government affairs class in here, now they're lining up.
Now they're cooking with gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. I've often wondered why they wouldn't do medical marijuana in a pill form of some kind. Because obviously the concerns is law enforcement, right? And the fact, how would you differentiate between somebody growing it for a medical reason versus selling it or whatever? I mean, there's got to be other ways.
Yeah, and I understand there's some medical areas where it may be used and may be helpful. But I take a very conservative approach because we have a drug problem in this country, and we've got to do everything we can to battle that drug problem. And so I'm very concerned about it and very cautious in that regard.
Next question, your name, young man.
I'm Tanner Ponto.
Hey, Tanner, how are you?
Doing good. My question is, why were you opposed to their bill to helping our veterans?
I don't know what bill you're talking about. I always try to support our veterans, both as governor and as senator, so you have to tell me what bill you're talking about.
I don't know. I think this recent one were to help our homeless vets. I don't really have a name for it.
I tell you, I work awful hard on behalf of the vets. I've got legislation to help them out with long-term care as well as care close to home, and if there's a bill, you'd have to see what it is, because I always try to support our veterans. We owe them so much. And I think I've got a long career, 10 years as governor and been in the Senate now 5 years. I've got a long, strong career supporting the military and supporting veterans, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Not sure if this is what happened in the case of Tanner, and the veterans service officer for the county is here, so I just waved him down to maybe come talk a little bit about this. But that's kind of how the political game happens, right? I mean, where they're able to say, and I forget the particular issue, but it has something to do with the budget and something that was in a House version of a bill that Congressman Kramer was criticized for saying he didn't support veterans, which he ended up having to fix as part of a different piece of legislation. But Tanner may have heard about something that was used as a political. I mean, those votes happen all the time in Congress, right?
Yeah, it could be. There's a lot of different bills. I'm not sure which bill he's talking about, but I tell you what, when it comes to supporting veterans and our military, I'm more than willing to stand on my record every day and twice on Sunday because we owe them everything, and I do my absolute best to support them always, and I always will.
Terry, remind me your last name.
Samuelson.
And Terry, you're the Veterans Services Coordinator for McKinsey,
I am.
Right? Yeah. You know what Tanner's talking about?
You know, I read something about that bill also, and I searched high and low, but I couldn't find anything. And so I'm not exactly if that was put on another bill or what. I'm not sure. But we are thankful for the senator Last month he was here in Williston and had an area roundtable for veterans, and we appreciate obviously what you do for veterans and as the governor and, of course, now as a senator. One little issue that I have, and our VA system in North Dakota is probably some of the best around in the country. We just recently lost our physician in Williston, and so my question is continuity of getting physicians. And I know the VA hospital has a hard time keeping doctors, and now we're having an issue again. That clinic up there in Williston has been open roughly about 8 years, and it seems like we go through physicians left and right. The current one we had was 3 years, and so I'm wondering what we can do to get physicians to stay.
Well, first, Jerry, thanks for your great work as VSO. You do an awesome job on behalf of the vets. Thanks for being here today. And as you know, I've been up in Williston a lot of times because we're working on this distance issue for our vets. So we have a very good Veterans Health Center in Fargo. But to go from Williston all the way to Fargo and back, you're talking 800 miles round trip. So we've got to find ways to get our veterans more health care and long-term care close to home. Now, we do that in a number of ways. Directly through the VA, we do it with what are called CBOX, community-based outpatient clinics. But as Jerry said, they don't have the full gamut of services that you do at a health center like the VA Health Center in Fargo. They have more limited services. And so what we've got to be able to do is to give our veterans more choice. That's why we passed the Veterans Choice Act. And that's why I'm sponsoring legislation, both veterans access to health, community health care, and veterans access to long-term care. Because when a veteran can't get that care close to home at the CBOC, at the community-based outpatient clinic, because as Jerry says, maybe they don't have a physician, they're between physicians, or they don't have a physician that has the skill set, or they don't have the service that veteran needs, instead of having to drive all the way to Fargo, what I'm trying to do is make sure they can go to the local health care in that community. So in Williston, that means Mercy Hospital, and get access to the doctor or the care that they need. And so you're highlighting an important issue that we have been working on, and we're not going to stop working on until veterans have that option. That if they can't get that care from a VA clinic, or they have to drive a long way to a VA health center, then they can get health care in the local community from the health care providers in the community. And you've been a champion on that, Jerry, and I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. We are coming up against a break. We have another student rearing to go, and others welcome behind him. Others from this side of the room as well, please come on over and grab a spot in line so we can use the back half of the Talk Radio Town Hall as efficiently as possible to get to as many folks. You're getting off easy.
Sounds good.
I've heard any requests for, like, better lunch items or any real stuff. So, you know, this is going great. We'll be back with more. The Talk Radio Town Hall live from Watford City today with Senator John Hovind. Back after this short timeout.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New to the expo this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panel members Tony Grassoffi, Dwayne Boss, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the five most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Asmuth, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will take the platform to provide a global economic outlook. And NDSU distinguished professor Dr. Bill Wilson will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in Southeast Asia. Be sure to join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
2015 is in the rearview mirror, 2016 is ahead. Happy New Year, everybody, and thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. Glad you decided to spend the first day of the year with us in our special talk radio town hall with Senator John Hoeven.
In Watford City at the Watford City High School today. Talk Radio Town Hall. I want to thank some of our fine local sponsors here in Watford City for making our broadcast possible. That includes, of course, First International Bank and Trust, started here in Watford City a long, long time ago. But now, as of course, all across the great state of North Dakota, expanding in Bismarck, as you know, and locations throughout Fargo. I can't start naming them all. There's many, many of them, and we appreciate that very much. As well as S&S Motors, Watford City. And I just was driving downtown last night, and I saw some fine clearance-priced vehicles. Senator, you probably did, too, looking for a new ride back to Bismarck. They're pretty nice. Yeah. Say that again?
I hope you stopped in and bought one.
Well, yeah, I already own one.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm always looking.
That was a good comeback.
It was
quick.
Okay.
Yeah. You've been doing this for a while, haven't you?
Five that are clearance priced down there, five that are all-wheel drive, heated seats, ready to go for winter. So not only the S&S Motors location, but also either side of the old S&S location, intersection of Highway 23 and Main Street in the middle of Watford City. A lot of locations for you to check out of S&S Motors. Back with Senator John Hoeven on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Welcome with your calls at 800-228-0550. Howard in New England has a question, and also some folks here. So, Howard, you're next on the phone, but we have a few folks lining up right here, so let's take a couple of these with us at the school. Your name, young man?
Greg Kleppen.
Hey, Greg, go ahead for the senator.
Are you in favor of making Highway 85 a four-lane from Watford to Bellfield?
Absolutely. Great question. Thank you for it. I thought you were going to be the school lunch guy, because your shirt says that maybe just I can have one more cookie. So I thought you were going to be the school lunch question, man. But better yet, started working on that as governor. We need to keep working to get it done. Four-lane Highway 85. The old concept that I came into office with, both as governor and, of course, now in the Senate, was the figure eight, where we'd have four-lane, obviously 94, I-29 on the east side of the state, and then Highway 2. And one of the first things I did as governor was four-lane Highway 2 from Minot all the way to the western border, and then 85 on the west end, four-lane, and then 83 right down the middle. That's the old figure eight concept, where we had four-laning of the whole, essentially the whole state, and then fill in more across the state and throughout. But that's kind of the backbone, if you will, that really serves the whole state. So I've been a fan of that and an advocate of that from the get-go. Like I say, first party when I came in as governor, got that done on Highway 2, been working on it on 85, and we're going to get it done on 85.
Last question. Are you any relation to Cal Cluent?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right, just checking.
And, you know, you can always trust a man with facial hair. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir.
That's
right.
True.
Young lady, come on up here. Go ahead with your question.
That sounded like Todd Mitchell.
I did, yeah. Todd was
wearing it. It kind of sounded like it. Yeah. What's with the picture with him with the Western gear on back there?
I don't know.
Something looks scary.
Does he look that good?
Did you notice the school resource officer is standing next to him? He's a little concerned about that weapon.
Yeah, well, he should be.
Yeah. Todd, do you want to say hi to everybody here?
It's a costume. I don't look that good.
You look
unless
good
I'm in a
picture.
Costume.
He's got
hi,
Watford
City.
You look good.
Hey.
All right, go ahead, young lady. You're next.
I'm Shelby Foreman. What are your thoughts on getting our country out of debt?
Yeah, great question there. Big time. Absolutely. Look, we have got to reduce the regulatory burden, get our economy growing. We've got to reform the tax code, and we've got to continue to find ways to reform and save money at the federal level because we've got to get this debt and deficit under control. You know, one of the things I'm very proud of in my decade as governor is when I left, we had basically no debt. We had billions in reserve. We'd been reducing taxes, strong and growing economy. And those are the kind of fundamentals that we have to restore in Washington, and that's what I'm working very, very hard to do. And I think it comes from a combination of all three of those things that I'm saying, the tax reform, reduce the regulatory burden, and control and reduce spending and reform programs, because you need that economic growth. Revenue comes not from higher taxes, but from economic growth, which you get when you reduce the regulatory burden and reform the tax code. So it's not higher taxes that give us more revenue. It's economic growth. That's what we don't have now. You combine that economic growth with reforms and savings, and I think we can work out of this debt faster than people think. Since I've been there, we've reduced the deficit. When I started, it was $1.5 trillion a year. This year, it's going to be, we've knocked that down to $1 trillion, and we're going to be down to less than $400 billion in terms of the annual deficit. We still got a lot of work to do, but we also passed the first budget in over a decade where it actually gets to a balanced budget. And I think we should have a balanced budget amendment at the federal level just like we do at the state level. So a real priority, very important. And it comes, for you young people, it comes down to making sure that you don't have that debt and your kids and grandkids don't have that debt. But it's also very important because it affects the rate of growth in our economy and your access to good quality jobs and a higher standard of living. So it all ties together. Great question. Thanks for asking it.
Absolutely. By the way, I want to ask your opinion on this. Harold Hamm, Continental Resources, obviously does a fair amount of business in North Dakota, has said all along, if we took 10 to 20% of the federal lands that are currently restricted from energy development and said, let's do this, and then obviously the beneficiary would be the federal government in the way of royalties, you would eliminate the federal debt, eliminate it within a decade or two. Is that? I mean, to me, that seems very reasonable because we've proven in North Dakota you can responsibly develop federal lands with energy development, and to be able to do that in other places and at the same time create more economy, create a growing economy like you're talking about, which obviously North Dakota is a prime example of how that's doable from energy development, but at the same time get rid of the federal debt. Isn't that a no-brainer?
It's a good idea. It can be part of the solution. Actually, what's happened during the Obama administration is we've grown our oil production because we've grown it on private lands. It's actually declined on public lands because of his policies. I'll give you a good example. Right now, what we're trying to do is lift the oil export ban. If we're able to do that, our industry can better compete in the global economy. You not only get more economic growth, more revenue to help reduce the debt and the deficit, more jobs, good paying jobs, but it also strengthens us in terms of national security and ultimately lower prices at the pump for consumers because we have a bigger oil and gas industry.
Let's take a call on the phone on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline. Where did that fella go? I'm sorry. I'll go back here. If he's there, Todd, I'm not seeing it. You come back here next. We've got a bunch in line, so I'll keep going here. Your name?
Cody Kirkland.
Corey?
Cody.
Cody. Okay, go ahead, Cody.
What are your thoughts on the Keystone XL pipeline? Why wouldn't it be getting passed?
Cody, I love you, man. The very first bill that we passed in the Senate this year, S1, Senate Bill 1, was a bill I wrote, and it was to approve the Keystone XL pipeline. We passed it on a bipartisan basis. We had 62 votes. We actually were missing one of our members that day. We had 63 votes for it. Passed it. Of course, the president vetoed it. And so now we're at 63 votes, and it would take 67 to override his veto. So if we can get four more votes, we'll do that. If we can't, we'll get it passed with the next administration because there's broad bipartisan support, overwhelming public support,
all six states on the route have approved the process, and so we'll get it done. But here, you know, I really appreciate the question because it goes to what I was saying just a minute ago. We're fighting with the administration right now to lift this oil export ban. We want to lift it. He's opposed to it, said he would veto it. So I'm trying to include it in the highway bill, which we're going to get passed this year. So I'm trying to include lifting that oil export ban. But Keystone is a great example of the infrastructure we need to build to have the energy plan we need for this country. If we want to be energy secure, if we want to lead the world in producing energy, if we want to make sure that the United States, not Russia or OPEC, is the dominant energy player in the world, we need the infrastructure to move that energy as safely and cost-effectively as possible from where it's produced, here in western North Dakota, Texas, and other places, to where it's consumed. So you need pipelines, you need transmission lines for electricity, you need rail, and you need road, and you need it in the right mix, right? And that helps make us both safer in terms of how we move energy and more competitive in the global economy because you reduce the cost of doing it. And you know what? In the meantime, you're creating all these great jobs and economic activity that grows our economy and gives families good living. So that's what we're doing, and he turns it down. Doesn't make any sense.
We're going to send Cody there to straighten him out. Thank you, Cody.
Cody,
appreciate
yep.
it very much. Howard Driven has a question for you about the Veterans Choice Bill. Howard, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Our talk radio town hall today with Senator John Hovind. Go ahead.
Hey, Senator, thanks for taking my call. But what I'm calling about is on this Veterans Choice program for out in the western part of the state, you call in, you ask, you know, you've got the authorization from the VA, which I do go down to Fort Meade, and I'm on my way there today right now. But you call in, and they give you such a big runaround. In May, I called in to get an injection for my back on the 6th of May, and I couldn't get anything to where they would even talk to me about it until after the 20th of May. And they said they would give me a call when they found a doctor that would be willing to give me the shot and accept the VA payment on it. I'm still waiting for that call. In July, I had my leg amputated, and I was going to physical therapy later on. I called down to get my physical therapy extended, and I'm still waiting for them to call me back on it. This Veterans Choice, they take the money from the outpatient veterans services that they're there and put it in this Veterans Choice program, and it's just a big waste of money.
No, hey, I'm glad you called in. That is exactly the problem we're having. So, concept is veterans can either go to the VA, so you go to Fort Meade, or you can go to Fargo, for example, for veterans up in our area, or under the Veterans Choice concept, you can go to the local health care provider. If you have to travel more than 40 miles or if it takes you 30 days to get an appointment, then you can go to the local health care provider. So that's the whole idea. But you're right. What we're seeing is the VA has not made that adjustment. So they're saying either, okay, we can get you into the VA center right away, or we can get you into that local health care provider right away. That's the problem with the VA bureaucracy, and you described it exactly right. That is absolutely the problem, which is why I have co-sponsored the Veterans Access to Community Care legislation that makes it clear to the VA that, hey, if this veteran needs service, you don't take them through all this paperwork and all this runaround. You get them into that local clinic or you get them into that local hospital. That is exactly why I've put forward that legislation, and that's why I'm fighting to get it passed. We've moved it through the Senate. Now we've got to get it moved through the House. But that's exactly the problem, and that's why we've got to make sure that veterans do have that access close to home without getting the runaround.
Thanks for the call, Howard. Glad you called. We have some more folks waiting to ask Senator Hovind a question. We'll do that right after the short timeout. We're in Watford City today, a talk radio town hall with Senator John Hovind, and our final segment after a short timeout. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer. Helping America feel better.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%, and that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water is good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
You'll find Vince and the team at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 on 13th Avenue, Southwest Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to a very special encore edition of What's On Your Mind. We're so excited for 2016 and all the conversations to come this year ahead. And we're starting with a special edition of What's On Your Mind today for New Year's Day. An encore edition of our talk radio town hall we did with Senator John Hovind in Watford City, North Dakota, to talk about some big news in 2015, many things that will be implemented in fact in 2016. So thanks for listening. Watford City, the Talk Radio Town Hall, our final segment here. Last chance to get a question. We have at least three kids that want to ask a question of the senator, and we have about a five-minute segment here, so let's get them in one right after the other. Go ahead, young man. What's your name?
My name is Andrew Reed, and I was wondering what you thought the biggest issue in America was today.
Well, first it starts with keeping our people safe.
you know, we have to be safe and secure in this country. First role of government is to make sure that our citizens are safe and secure. It starts there. So that's why we have to always have a strong military, and we have to support our military and our veterans. But then it comes down to, I think, the real fundamentals that I'm talking about, and the things we do well here in North Dakota. And as you create that good business climate, you get the economy growing, you make sure that people have jobs and they're out there working. I think you keep taxes low so you have personal freedom so people can pursue their dreams. Small businesses can grow and prosper. You can raise your family the way you want to raise your family, go to school the way you want to go to school, worship how you want to worship. I think those fundamental freedoms are so vitally important. And that comes with making sure that we have those fundamentals. Low taxes, reduce the regulatory burden, make sure government doesn't spend too much, empower people. Empower people. I look out here, I see roughly 100 young people that are going to do great things. Great things. And the hallmark of America is that you have that opportunity. So I think some of those things are the fundamentals, and that's why we're talking about things that can make sure that we build an even stronger future, a brighter future than we have today. And you guys are going to do it. I have confidence in you. I believe in you.
Appreciate the question. Thanks. Another, your name? I'm sorry, I turned the mic down.
This is our cross-country guy.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah.
Nice bits.
Yeah.
And my question was, what is your stance on putting boots on the ground in Syria and Iraq against ISIS?
Good question. Very important and timely question. That's why I talked about just a minute ago having the right strategy for Syria, Iraq, and the Middle East. And that means that we have to join together with our allies, and we have to lead. We have to lead in terms of the strategy, in terms of air power, command and control, logistics, special operations type forces. But the boots on the ground, that should be the Peshmerga, which is the Kurds. That should be the Jordanians. That should be the Turks. That should be the Free Syrians. That should be Egypt. The countries in the region, Saudis, they are the ones that should be the boots on the ground. But we still play a leadership role with our allies in all those ways that I discussed.
Great question.
Great question. Timely question. Thank you.
Smart kids, Mr. Krogan. You're doing well here, by golly. They're asking all kinds of great timely questions. Your name, sir?
Matthew Roden.
Hey, Matthew.
I was wondering how you feel like about immigration, whether it should be easier for the illegal immigrants in this country to make it easier for them to become illegal immigrants, or pull like a Donald Trump and just deport all of them and build a giant enormous wall between Mexico and the United States.
Easier for them to become legal citizens, you're asking?
Yeah.
Or deport them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, number one, we got to secure the border. We have got to secure the border and make sure that we have control of the border. And that means not just security on the border, both people and technology. That means we need E-Verify, so we're enforcing workplace law. That means we need to prevent visa overstays, okay, so that we have a secure border and a secure country. That's what has to happen first, and particularly when you see what's going on around the world with ISIS and these terror threats, it is vitally important. And so immigration should be legal. We need to reform it in terms of what's legal, but we should not have illegal immigration, right? So that's the right approach. And I think it starts by securing the border, and then you can start to make the necessary reforms. It should not be amnesty, and we must protect our country, and yes, do reforms, but first secure the border, and that's what the American people want overwhelmingly.
Great questions, I tell you, folks. Appreciate that very much. Let's squeeze in one more.
All good questions. They've been great.
From our listeners on the air, Galen and Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Your question quickly, please.
Thank you, Senator Hoven. Since 9/11, to me, I looked at it as like the Pearl Harbor of the Third World War. And with Boko Haram and ISIS and Al-Qaeda and other Islamic groups, to me, it is bigger than just fighting ISIS. Well, that's important. We need to be looking and dealing with countries that support and harbor terrorists. And one way we could help fund it is right now the terrorists, ISIS, has the oil fields in Mosul area. And that's one of the ways that we're going to get money, as well as banks that they took. Is there a plan for dealing with this worldwide? Otherwise, next year, we're going to deal with Boko Haram or Al-Qaeda or some other group. Thank you.
Well, you're right on. It really is a war on terror.
Yeah.
Now, ISIS right now, of course, is getting a lot of attention and should. But you're right. We have to have a strategy to deal with the global war on terror. So that means defeating ISIS, but it also means all these other things that we're talking about, an overall strategy to make sure that we're safe, that we secure our borders, that when it comes to refugees, we're taking a pause, doing things the right way, that we set up safe zones in the region, that we build an alliance.
Why don't we have one?
It takes leadership at the top. And that's, again, you know, you're looking, look, this presidential campaign, look at all these different candidates. You make your assessment. Who is going to come in and make sure that we are the strong country that leads in the future? That's important for all of us. That's important for these young people. That's important for the future of America. But it's important for the future of freedom and liberty in the world.
Thanks for joining us, Senator Holman. Appreciate it very much. Really, really enjoyed the opportunity for you to gather the kids here. And Galen, a lot of time, so we got to go. I know you had a follow-up there, but we are out of time. But thank
you. Yeah, he brings up a great point. He's right.
Thanks.
Good to be with you.
And thanks to
the Watford City Wolves, huh?
Yeah, great Holman, superintendent. How about a round of applause, everybody, for Mr. Krogan, the civics and U.S. history class, all the seniors that joined us, and the community members as well. Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.